And now it's time for your financial destination with Roger Hamilton, with strategies to enhance or improve your retirement income.
Hello, I'm Roger Hamilton, and welcome to the Financial Destination Show. Over the next 15 minutes, we'll go over ways to enhance or improve your retirement income. In the past shows, we've talked about the segregated growth fidelity funds, the nice returns that they get. The American, the Fidelity American, Canadian, and international. And some people like to move on to from that to the Far East. But other clients will choose something more balanced, the balance fund. The nice double-digit returns that you can put these seg funds into your RSP, your tax-free, your RIF, or outside. And a question often gets asked, well, how much of my money should be in seg funds? And often that answer will be between 50 to probably 100%. All of your money could be in seg funds. We've also spoken about the private equity funds, the alternatives, the income funds like Invico, OKR, for example, and the private REITs, real estate income trust funds, such as Centurion. And they can hold up to about maybe 10 to 30% of your holdings. They're very predictable, fixed rate income style funds. So combined, how these benefit by being diversified, not too spread out, not too many funds, but target a few certain funds that rank tops in their respective areas. So I had an email from one of our listeners last week. By the way, the email address here is roger@yourfinancialdestination.ca. Now this lady and her husband who recently passed away. So this lady was in her early 60s and had, or still does, own a fair bit of real estate, income properties that she and her husband had. And they'd invested in stocks over the years. Now they had an advisor, but seemed to the last decade to drop that advisor and did more on their own. Took their own risk and their own rewards. And their majority of their funds were in real estate. They enjoyed the real estate, the property incomes, that's what they knew. Over funds. Didn't really have any mutual funds. Didn't know much about segregated funds, which might have been helpful in the case of his passing. But mainly they're in real estate, some stocks, and cash. She heard me speak on previous shows, and the one show in particular was on the private real estate fund, the one we talked about a couple weeks back, I think Centurion. And Centurion is a $3 billion private Canadian real estate fund. It owns 76 different properties, all residential apartments, mostly in southern Ontario, some in BC, Texas, Georgia, and one right here in Dartmouth. And of all the funds I've talked about, the one that the real estate fund, that was the one she was interested in because that was her background. And because she was thinking in her now in her mid-60s, the time and effort she and her late husband had put in, the income from her rentals were paying her handsomely, but the time it also consumed. So she was looking for options, how do I stay in real estate, but more of a hands-off approach. So she emailed me. And the email goes, very interested in this real estate fund. Heard you talk about the 6% target distribution, the rental income, and all the gains from the land, the value that it appreciates, the extra bonus. And she knew a lot about real estate, as I mentioned. She knew more than I did and a lot more than most people I've met. So she's very interested. She looked it up, Centurion on the website, gathered the information, and would like to invest because this is someone who's invested on their own in the past. Happy with her stocks. But her one big question, do I have to move all of my investments, my total portfolio, to invest in this one particular fund? I'm happy with my stocks. I like my cash. I like to look at one of your funds, a target, one fund. Do I have to move my entire portfolio? We'll be right back in a moment to give you an answer on that.
On the Financial Destination Show, we want you to become more educated, knowledgeable, and comfortable with your investments. Check your results over the past 5 years. Do you feel they should have done better? What would you change to improve performance over the next 5 years? Tune in every Thursday morning at 9:15 to hear more on how to improve your retirement income.
Knowing which investments that outperform and that are suitable to your goals and needs can be overwhelming. Understanding the advantages of growth segregated funds and/or market-linked indexes might have over balanced mutual funds could benefit your investments now and for estate planning later on. Diversifying part of your portfolio in private equity funds could have a significant impact on your retirement income. On your Financial Destination Show, we'll discuss these strategies and more to enhance your retirement income.
And we're back. So the question was from this mid-60s rental income, recently widowed lady, making solid income from her current rental properties, had some cash and stocks, but wanted to know if she could invest in private equity funds without moving all of her investments, which she might do later. The answer, of course, is yes. It's the same for everyone. Most, after we've reviewed their plan, decide to move their investments all under one roof, but not all. You don't have to. So clients can pick and choose certain aspects from seg funds only, or market linked only, ETFs, annuities, maybe just GICs only. But most common, and very often, it's the private equity. Something a little bit different for them. Now, I often compare or give examples of other clients who may have wanted something similar and target what's offered for them. So here's an example I gave this client when she emailed me, and two examples of people who've, I just want to move part of my money or enhance my income in a certain way. The first example I have is that my 86-year-old single woman, and again, her husband passed away a few years back, and she called in about 3 years ago. And she has a good pension, makes $40,000, $50,000 a year, nice pension, and their house is paid for in Dartmouth. Very healthy 86-year-old. Not a lot of money, about $150,000, primarily in cash and very short-term GICs at the time. Not making a lot of money, didn't need to at 86. Paying the GICs in cash, you know, paying 1% to 2%. And the thing about GICs, for those who do it, and you should do it when you're in your 80s, not in your 50s, but your 80s. Stagger the terms, meaning have a one-year term and then a two-year term, having money so every year money is coming due in case you need it, because it is locked away. And the other advantage was to the GICs is that it was in a, if you do it with a life insurance company, not only is your principal insured, as all GICs are, but it's also life insured. So that's a big deal when you're mid-high 80s. If you happen to pass on, it bypasses probate. If I don't make it to the end of my term, the GIC, guaranteed principal, and it bypasses probate. Anyway, so she had some GICs. She also decided to do, let's do some private equity, some income funds. I don't want any stocks, don't want any funds. I'm 83, now she's 86, but I would like to enhance my income. So over the 3 years, we've done $30,000 in private equity, so about 20% of her holdings. We did $10,000 in Vico, and twice we've done $10,000 OKR, a total of $30,000. Well, this $30,000 pays out roughly 9% per year, $2,700 a year, $225 a month for the last 3 years. So her $30,000 makes her more than her $120,000 in cash and GICs. 20% of her money makes 9%. 80% of her money makes less than 2%. But that's fine when you're 86. Not here to make a lot more money, just here to retain what I've already had. Also, too, private equity funds, when you're older, it's good to have them as a joint account, almost always. Husband and wife, one of us passes on, the other person just takes over. Doesn't have to avoid the probate, it's just automatically the next person's account. But what if you're older, and no husband or spouse? Then you can make a joint with one of your kids, or all of your kids. So in this case, she had one of her sons be the joint, so if something happens, the money was going to go to them eventually anyway, someday perhaps, but in the meantime, it's joint, the money goes to her, but in the moment that something happens to her, the money will go automatically to the next generation the next day. There's no probate, there's no bypassing. It was a joint account, so the next person up automatically becomes that investor, and they can choose to take it as income or take it as a, let it grow for a while. So didn't have to move all of her money, simply what portion she wanted, target what she wanted. Now the next example, a little bit different, a couple, early 50s, good incomes, sharp investors, early 50s. The gentleman himself had taken a securities course, so he knew a lot about stocks, and he knew how to research stocks and how to do his own investments. Now I'm not a licensed stockbroker myself, I do know stocks and own some, so my advice on stocks is simply that, just advice, it's not professional. This gentleman knew what he was doing. Both of them did. And at age early 50s, they had over $1 million in cash and stocks. Had done well. Nice incomes, no debt. And done it basically on their own the last 20 years. No fees, no broker. If they want to lose money, he'd lose it on his own. Want to make money, he'd make it on his own. But one thing he wanted to do is, where do I put my profits? When these stocks do go up, and he had good quality stocks, where do I put the profits? Not in cash. Didn't like funds, didn't like mutuals, didn't really care for SIGs. Too young. Can do better on my own. And yes, he could. But where do I put my profit? So we listened in on the radio a few months back and decided, yes, this private equity, I want to move a portion of my money to that. We locked away his first profit. He decided to come on board in March and put away $60,000 in Envico, which you'll pay him 9 to 10% per year, locked in. Now the market fell in March, and being a wise investor, having a bit of knowledge and confidence, decided, I'm not running for the hills, I'm buying in more. He had the ability, he had the money to do so. Now whether he had $1 million or $100,000 or $10,000, when the markets are down, if you have your knowledge and no fear and no greed, you buy in. It's exactly what he did, and by June he profited again. So I want to do it again. A second time I've made money, I'll come see you in June. And he did a second $40,000. So very quickly, $100,000 locked away, making close to 9 or 10% after making his target on his stocks. So in both cases, we have an 86-year-old female and a 52, 53-year-old couple, professional couple, liked some of what was offered, the private equity. Didn't have to move their entire portfolio. The private equity wasn't available everywhere, but you target. It's like getting one channel that you want. I don't need the other 11 channels you're trying to offer me. I just want the one good channel. That's what I want to watch. So you do not have to move their entire investments. Okay, we'll be back in a moment to wrap it up right after this.
Welcome to your Financial Destination Show, an educational investment series hosted by Roger Hamilton, featuring strategies to enhance your retirement income. During his 10 years as a financial advisor, Roger has provided sound advice on how to improve personal investments to hundreds of people, many of whom are Seaside FM listeners. To discuss how to improve your investments, email Roger at roger@yourfinancialdestination.ca. Visit yourfinancialdestination.ca or call 902-499-5879.
Does it seem that after several years, you're just getting older and your investments are not doing any better? What should you be doing? Are there simple strategies to improve your retirement income that you weren't advised on, you missed out on, and wish to change? Stay tuned. Roger will cover these topics. At any time, email your questions to Roger at yourfinancialdestination.ca or call 902-499-5879.
And we're back. So the summary, there's a wide range of investment products out there for you. You can target which ones you want, which ones appeal to you and your needs, instead of settling for less and getting a no direction balance fund. It's like the cable channels. I just want certain channels. Don't package 40 to me. I just want these ones. That's what I want. You don't have to move your entire portfolio if you don't want to invest in certain products. Something like private income funds, the real estate fund, the income funds, you can just do those separately by yourself. And the private real estate fund, Centurion, if you look it up on your internet, for example, the past 10 years, 13.5 annual yearly return. That's the return each year for the past 10 years. Private real estate funds, the returns are not guaranteed, but they're rather predictable. So perhaps moving a portion of your funds that are not performing well is something you might want to consider and look at. And certainly by having all your funds under one roof, that's great, as long as you target your diversification. Pick the funds you want and target that instead of a spread out all one purpose type idea. So you can send your emails to Roger at yourfinancialdestination.ca like this lady had. I'm located at 1702 Sackville Drive. My home office is in Dartmouth. You can visit yourfinancialdestination.ca or call 902-499-5879. That's 902-499-5879. I'm Roger Hamilton. Thank you for listening. Until next time, stay safe and stay invested.